All right, now we have the story of a nurse working in a COVID isolation ward in Jordan. She's a single mom in a country where many conservative families look down on nursing as a profession for women. Or at least they did until now. Here's NPR's Jane Arraf.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Rian, who is 7, recites for his mother what he's learned in English class. He's in second grade. His brother, Ayan, is 5. It was Ayan's first day of kindergarten. And in his new car's backpack, along with the usual pencils and crayons, there's a mask and gloves and hand sanitizer. Their mother, Samah Ibrahim Tanayib, makes sure the boys know how to use them.
Good boy.
Tanayib is 33 and a nurse in a COVID isolation ward in Amman's Prince Hamza Hospital. She was the first person from her poor family to get a college degree, and she's worked as a nurse for 13 years.
Yes, I like my job. I am a nurse.
But it's become a lot harder. It's not just a nurse's uniform now. There are overalls and eye goggles that make it hard to see.
And in 95 mask and double gloves, and very difficult now. Before I work with patient easy, not same now.
Tanayib, though, is known for her positive attitude and for connecting with patients.
Sometimes patient depression, under stress, you know, in the room 16 days or 13 days lonely.
So she tells her patients to think of her as a sister or a daughter.
Sometimes I talk with patient, joking, not just I take blood. No, I talking with him. And for any patient, if you want anything, I am here, joking, smiling.
In fact, thank you letters from her patients prompted public recognition from Jordan's health minister, who thanked her in person. It's tough on her own family, more so because Tanayib is a divorced single mother. Because of quarantine, she spends a month at a time away from home, staying in a hotel while she's working. All this for a standard nurse's salary of about $600 a month. Her mother, Halima Deeb Salam, takes care of the children when Tanayib is at work, and she's proud of her.
I am happy for Samah.
Salam was forced to marry before she finished high school, even though she dreamed of being a nurse. After her husband died, she made Samah marry at 15, and to someone almost twice her age. Salam, who's 68, now says she realizes it was a mistake.
I am wrong.
She switches to Arabic to explain how she helped get her daughter back into school, 10th grade.
She was pregnant, but they didn't know it. Her classmates only knew she was pregnant when she gave birth. She said, come and see, I have a baby.
Tanayib scored 98% on her final exams, enough to get into a university. She worked the night shift at a hospital and studied during the day to be able to go to college. For a girl from a poor family, nursing can be a step up. But many middle-class families discourage their daughters from becoming nurses because they have to have contact with men and work nights. Tanayib says people now in Jordan appreciate nurses more. She gets thanked in the street and at the private school her sons go to.
Somebody know me and work in the hospital corona. Very good. Thank you for you. Thank you. Manager for school, you make discount for me for I am working in the corona.
Her young sons say they wish she'd stay at home. But aren't you happy I go to the hospital and make money to support us? She asks them. Tanayib could have just done regular nursing work when the pandemic hit. But she volunteered to work with COVID-19 patients. If I don't do it, who will do it, she says. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.